It was more than 40 years ago, but the turmoil of the 1960s remains a lightning rod in this year's presidential campaign. Once again, in last night's debate, Senator John McCain questioned Senator Barack Obama's relationship with Bill Ayers, former member of the left-wing radical group, the Weather Underground. And Senator Obama tried to put the matter to rest.
Mr. Ayers has become the centerpiece of Senator McCain's campaign over the last 2 or 3 weeks. This has been their primary focus. So let's get the record straight. Bill Ayers is a professor of education in Chicago. 40 years ago, when I was 8 years old, he engaged in despicable acts with a radical domestic group. I have roundly condemned those acts.
With us is WNYC's Elaine Rivera, who's been looking into why Bill Ayers remains an issue in the presidential campaign and the Weather Underground's connection to New York. Good evening, Elaine.
Good evening, Amy.
So if Bill Ayers' radicalism happened 40 years ago, why would people care? And why does this stay relevant?
Well, Amy, for many young voters, they were either too young or not born yet when the country was facing massive movements that was tearing the country apart. For a certain generation, though, those divisions won't be forgotten. You had civil rights. You had the gay and women's movement, along with an exploding anti-war movement, people protesting the Vietnam War. And remember, during Vietnam, there was a mandatory draft that was sending many, many young men to a war that they really didn't want to fight. Now, here's a New York criminal defense attorney, Gerald Lefcourt, who in the 1960s had been a radical lawyer who represented some of the members of the Weather Underground along with the New York Black Panthers.
There were massive demonstrations. I'm talking millions of people across the country were in the streets either because of the war or civil rights or combinations of both. And the government became concerned that there was going to be some kind of a civil war. This country was deeply divided and getting more and more violent.
Now, many of those radical movements, like the Weather Underground and the Black Panthers, that conducted numerous acts of violence, police shootings, numerous bombings around the country, but their arguments were that they were fighting to end racism, bring liberation to women, and what they contended was an illegal war in Vietnam. And they also said they were victims of legal and covert government activities, such as COINTELPRO, which was the FBI's counterintelligence unit established by J. Edgar Hoover, which he did to destroy these militant groups by using infiltrators.
And when you talk about the violence, Elaine, of course, New York was not immune to that violence.
That's true, Amy. In 1970, several members of the Weather Underground were killed while they were making a bomb at a Greenwich Village townhouse. That bomb was going to be used to be placed at a military dance in Fort Dix, New Jersey. Now, after the war ended in the 1970s, several of the weathermen turned themselves in, including Bill Ayers and his wife, Bernadine Dorn. But some of them stayed under, such as Kathy Boudin and David Gilbert, and they were part of a very infamous Brinks robbery in 1981, where three people were killed, two police officers and a security guard, and which, you know, left an indelible imprint on Rockland County. And here's Rockland County District Attorney Thomas Zugabe, who was a young prosecutor at the time, and he says he has no problem calling them domestic terrorists.
It was a conspiracy. It was among these people. They planned it. It was well planned out. It wasn't done spontaneously. It was done to carry out their mission, all right, to raise funds to be able to carry out their missions against the United States government. What else would you call it?
Now, both Boudin and Gilbert, who had a child, ended up going to prison, and that child was raised by Ayers and his wife, who raised him. Boudin was paroled 5 years ago, but Gilbert is still serving time.
So what came out of all of this, Elaine?
Well, the tremendous irony is that in the aftermath of a country being ripped apart over these issues, such as women's rights, combating racism, and ending an unpopular war, you now have the first black presidential nominee of a major party. And on the other ticket, on the Republican ticket, you have a woman. So whether you agree or not, there's been progress made for people who historically had been excluded or oppressed. But as I mentioned before, Amy, for a certain generation, the divisions of the 1960s will never entirely disappear.
So those divisions being referred to during the 2008 presidential campaign. Thanks so much, Elaine.
Thank you, Amy.
WNYC's Elaine Rivera, and this is WNYC.